What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touched air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
All right, today we have RJ on the show. RJ, sir, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Awesome, man. So RJ, you have an experience that really doesn't come through my emails very often. In fact, I can't remember the last time somebody has emailed me saying they have direct interactions with the Monroe Institute. And so when that email came in, we discussed it in a meeting and I told him, I said, just book him. I want to talk to this guy. And so I'm glad you're connected with me. I would like for you to kind of share with the audience how this all unfolded for you, how you got involved with the Monroe Institute, your experiences with it, and where you're at today. So just walk us through these experiences for us.
Okay, so years ago, a little bit about me. I was in the military from 2004 to 2008, and I served with 10th Mountain Division, 132 Infantry, and I was deployed in the Coringal Valley. And so during that time, in my childhood, I attended church like maybe a handful of times, and it was usually just to go to it was a place to get a free meal and I would go with friends. But nothing ever stuck to me. So I was kind of atheist, I guess. And, when I was deployed, it kind of confirmed it for me because I had kind of, I grew up and I was like, man, if there's a God, I'm like, which God's real? Cause this was my viewpoint. I was like, okay, so you've got Christians, you've got Muslims and, so while I was deployed, I was like, we're killing each other. It doesn't make sense. If there's a God, he's definitely hasn't been in my life. I mean, that was my mindset. So I exited the military, was living a terrible lifestyle. I was an alcoholic. you know, I was just not living a great life. On the other end of the spectrum, my wife is a diehard Christian. She has been through thick and thin. She has not deviated with her belief systems at all. Like at all, she is grounded 100% all throughout my whole life. And so, crazy dream happened. This was years ago. I had a crazy dream. And this is what set me on the course to like look for answers. So I'm laying in bed, stone cold sober, fall asleep. I see this shadow beam in the corner of our room, and I look at it, and it was kind of like one of those things. It was like my peripherals. I was like, holy crap, hopefully it didn't see me. But it did, and it entered my body. And that's the only way I can explain it. And then I started vibrating like crazy. And it felt like it took me to like a dark realm, and it transformed into like a minotaur type creature. So and like I said, I am atheist. I don't believe in anything. I'm not. I don't know what you would call it. I don't believe in crap. So I'm being tormented by this thing. It's chasing me around, and I'm in this dark realm. And he said, "So I in a moment of desperation, I call out to God. I was like, God, please." I have no idea. I'm like, I don't know if I'm in hell, but please come and get me. A light beam came down, and it picked me up, and it was almost like an angel. Like it entered like a light beam. And of course I gravitated toward it, because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, this thing's helping me. It pulls me out. And I remember looking up at it, and it has like the angelic. And like I said, this is what I perceive in. But it literally had wings, and it was pushing in this darkness, but all I could focus on was the light. And it takes me to like this different realm, completely different light. And I just felt like at peace. And I asked, there's some questions that it asked. It said, it said, you can ask me anything and I'll tell you the answers. And of course, you know, I'm like, what's the secrets to the universe? And it said, you're not going to remember anything. Matter of fact, you're not going to remember very much of anything that we talk about. And then it said, I had like two choices. It said, either way, you're either going to live to be an old man, or you've got 12 years to live if you tell anyone about this. And I was like, oh, okay. And that's where I wake up, and I'm like, holy crap. And the very first thing I do is I shake my wife and I go, Stephanie, I just had the craziest dream. So I was like, holy crap, I just started the clock. I'm going to die in 12 years. And this was probably close to 12 years ago. I mean, it's been years ago. But at that point, I was like, I've got to change my life. And so I started slowing down on my drinking. I started running, and I started making positive changes in my life. And I was like, for some reason, I didn't want to go to church, because I asked it. I asked the creature, said, are you Jesus? Are you God? And it said, no, you don't understand what God is. And I go, okay. And so, you know, years go by. I'm starting to make improvements. I completely quit drinking. And that was a whole other story. I had an incident where, that's a whole other story, but I completely quit cold turkey. Haven't drank a drop in over 3 years. I end up going, you start going down these rabbit holes. And I was like, I've got to explain this experience. I don't want to say it in church, because at that time I wasn't going to church at all. And I was like, I don't know how people will perceive this, but it was very real to me. It wasn't just a dream. Like it felt more real than real. Well, anyways. So end up going down the UFO rabbit hole, and start seeing some things about Monroe Institute, and then how it expands your consciousness. And I'm like, maybe that can explain my experience. Because, you know, I was thinking, I've seen a lot of veterans going to do ayahuasca, DMT, you know, just going to Peru and doing all these ceremonies to have that spiritual experience. And I was like, I need to have that experience, because I have to explain what happened to me. Okay, so fast forward for about a year. So I ended up, you know, just off the internet, you know, doom scrolling. You end up finding something about Monroe Institute. So I was like, hey, I'm going to check this out. And like I said, I don't know anything about scripture. I don't know anything about New Age, but it was piquing my interest because it was talking about all this consciousness stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm like, hey, I'm going to give it a shot. So I start practicing. I go to Reddit and I download the gateway tapes. And there's like multiple like tapes that you can do. Initially I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And there's like a manual that you can read and it tells you, like, it's basically teaching you how to astral project. It's teaching you how to manifest and like lucid dreaming. And, I'm like, there's a long list of just stuff that it's, and I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. So every day for a year, I, listened to different, tapes and I would just be like, okay. And, so I started having experiences with the, I was starting seeing stuff in my meditations. Like I would see symbols. It wasn't anything like profound. Like it wasn't like, oh my God, I see Jesus. But I was like, I'm seeing these symbols. And so I was like, I need to attend an actual course and get instruction to figure out what I need guidance. So year goes by. One random night I go, I'm going to attend this course. So I get into a deep meditation and I go, I drew some symbols and it was a blue phoenix. This is what came to me. It was a blue phoenix and a cross. And I go, okay. I was like, okay, whatever. I don't know what this means. But, so I contact the Monroe Institute. I'm like, I'm going to take the leap and I'm going to go to Virginia. That's where the courses, they've got courses all over they've got virtual courses now and they've got, the main headquarters is in Virginia. And I like to go to the brick and mortar place and I want to be where the original place starts. So I reach out and then the lady, there was a course available. So this was in, had been around August of 2023. I wanted to, that's when I started really looking for a course and there was one available in October. And of that year and, in Virginia. So I call and I was like, hey, I want to go to the Virginia course. And the lady goes, no, I'm sorry. It just filled up, but there's one in Phoenix. And, I was like, okay. Sounds great. I'll just do the Phoenix. And I was kind of like, I'll settle for it. It wasn't what I wanted to do. Cause I was like, I wanted to go to the original place. So I signed up for the one in Arizona. As I'm waiting, so leading up to this, sorry, I'm going back and forth because I'm like, there's so many small details that'll make the story like, I can't even tell. It's like a multi-hour process to kind of just get you through my experience at Monroe and then the 2 years afterwards. Okay, so before I was having crazy dreams. And I would write them down. They were fragmented. They wouldn't make sense, but I would write them down. And then like about a couple months later, it would make total sense. So in this one dream, before I attended the course, I perceived a helicopter crash, people getting killed in the helicopter crash. And I felt like I was in an Arizona environment. This was before I even knew that I was attending Arizona. I was so focused on Virginia. Arizona was not in my mind. And there was a marker. It was a bronze marker and it was it said 2 miles. And you know, like when you're in on mountains, they have little markers that show elevation. And I go, I know Arizona, and I've been there numerous times. There's no mountain that's 2 miles high. So I was like, that doesn't make sense, but I wrote it down anyways. And then there was there was some other stuff that I wrote down in the thing. I took a screenshot of the thing, so it's timestamped. So like when I have dreams like that, I'm like, I take notes and I take timestamp pictures. That way, just in case something happens, I have like validation. So fast forward, I end up attending the course. And I end up going to Arizona. So leading up to going to Arizona, had a crazy... The weather was crazy. Like it was really, really hot that day. And as we were going to the airport, this was in October in Oklahoma, we'll have crazy weather sometimes, but it was like exceptionally warm. We get to the airport and it dropped to like 20 degrees like, I mean, just crazy. The temperature just like dropped. As we're going, crazy stuff started happening. There was when we got pretty close to the airport, there was some kind of construction issue that happened, like a piece of the bridge fell down into the road or so. I don't know what happened, but we were blocked. And I'm freaking out because I'm like, Steph, we're going to be late for the airport and I'm going to miss my flight. And I'm like, man, I'm going to miss the course. And, you know, I'm just kind of freaking out. And so it's already putting me in a bad mood. Something happens. It opens up. It clears. I get to the airport, get to the plane. There was an issue with the plane. So it was delayed. So I was technically late, but I got there perfectly on time. And but my send off was not very pleasant with my wife and kids. And I always, you know, I make it a habit to say, I love you. Goodbye. And I was super rushed and I was in a terrible mood because I was like, you know, I don't like being rushed. So I fly, I get to Arizona and, I'm not tech savvy. I don't have all the little apps for like Uber, like all the fast food restaurants, you know, I'm kind of old school. I get to Arizona and, at this point we have a WhatsApp group with the participants. So they're like, hey, when you get to Phoenix, try to do like a ride share with everybody because the Ubers are really expensive. And none of the people's flights lined up with mine. So I was like, I'm just going to get my own flight. Well, this is where it gets kind of weird. I get off my plane and I go to where the Ubers are picked up. And my wife downloaded the app for me. And she's like sent me all, but she set everything up. I had the app, but she sent everything up. And the guy, like my hearing just goes like kind of crazy and it was like a lot of noise and I was like, man, I can't hear the guy like on the phone, but he was driving around because you can't really stop. You had to drive and then it was kind of like you get picked up and then you go. So I finally get on to the I finally link up with the guy. He's not even from Phoenix. He's from Miami. So this is where it kind of gets kind of weird. The guy was like the friendliest guy I've ever met. Super good dude. He wasn't from Phoenix and he was just doing this. This was like a side job. He's from Miami. And man, we would just have like the greatest conversations. And he told me it was going to be expensive, but it was a set rate. And we're driving around. He gets lost. And we finally get to the place. We're like, I don't remember how long it takes us, but it was, we had great conversation. I even made the comment. I was like, man, I want to pay you extra just to keep our conversation going. Cause I mean, we were just in the group. So the place that we attended the course said, it's called the Francisco something renewal center. I think that's how you say it. I'm not 100% sure. And it's in Scottsdale. It's right across from Camelback Mountain. So we get off and it's like a Catholic, grounds, I guess. It's like a Catholic retreat center, or that's what it felt like. It was a lot of Christian symbols, and there was like monks and stuff walking around. So we finally arrived, and it was funny because when you pull into the parking lot, there's a wrong way. There's a sign that says wrong way, and that's the way that he entered. And I was like, and we laughed about it, and I was like, okay, whatever. And It was like this weird, he like did like the second gaze at me. And he goes, when you get ready to leave, if you're running into any trouble, you got my number and, hit me up and I'll bring you home. And I was like, okay. I was like, it was just kind of a weird way that he said that. So I get off, I go to where we start meeting everybody. Everybody's rolling in at different times. And, I meet one of the instructors and I just was telling her, the very first thing she asked, she said was, how was your trip here? And I go, dude, it was actually pretty eventful. I had a lot of roadblocks that were keeping me coming. And I had this guy that I was talking to and I wanted to keep talking to him. And, you know, most people would have the thing be like, oh yeah, really? He was a great guy. And she had like this, like kind of weird look on her face. Like it was like, oh, okay. And I was like, that wasn't the response that I was expecting. But I was like, okay, whatever. Anyways, so I get there, we get settled in, we're meeting all these people. But there was like 20 of us, and it was all walks of life. So the very first day that we're there, we kind of have, you know, we kind of settle in because everybody's traveling, and we have a meet and greet type thing. It's like, hey, we all gathered around and we had to partner up with a random person and we had to introduce that person. So like I had such and such person and I had to tell, like, we got like 5 minutes and he's like, this is what I do. This is this. And, you know, he was just giving me his basic rundown. So I had to introduce him. He introduced me and then so on. It just went down the list. And so everybody had all walks of life. And you know, you go to these things. I kind of had the, I was like, I just hope it's not a bunch of weirdos, like a bunch of, you know, like guys that are like, hey, you know, I don't know, you know, like the guys that are like, hey, I just drink yerba mate. And, it, you know, I was like, I hope it's not that. And it wasn't. It's, there was psychologists, there was doctors, there was attorneys. It was all walks of life. Highly educated. And I felt like the oddball out because I was like, dude, I'm just a dumb grunt that was in the military. And I felt like the most unqualified to be there, I guess. So anyways, so the first day we just have a meet and greet. I don't even think we did a meditation the first day. Or we may have. We did do a meditation. And it was... we had to go to our, so we had like a central meeting area that we all met at, and we would have like a discussion that'd be like, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is the focus level that we're going to go to. And then you're going to go to your rooms and they would send out a signal. We'd have a headset and they would send out a signal from their main little base station. And it would do like a frequency that's called hemisync. And I don't know the science behind it. I'm not a scientist, but it would send different frequencies in your brain. And it's to get you into the altered states. And and then you go to your room for about 30. The meditations range from 30 minutes to like 45 minutes, somewhere in that park. And then you'd come back. And there was like really not a lot of like front loading, like, so it's kind of like your own unique experience. So the first time we went, I came running down, and because I had been doing it for a year, I kind of got used to like the shift. Like you have like a focus one as like your normal everyday consciousness, like, hey, this is me every day. Like focus 10 is more of like a more of a relaxed state. A focus 12 is like, that's where you start getting into like the, like remote viewing states and where you're just like in deeper meditation. And in each number, you would go into a deeper form of meditation. And so, the first night we all did, we did a meditation and I came down and I go, we just entered focus 15. And sure enough, I walked into the room and one of the instructors wrote on the whiteboard, focus 15. And I was like, holy crap. I was like, I knew that's exactly what happened. I felt the shift. And like, I was so used to it from focus one to focus 15. I was like, my consciousness like shifted. And I go, yeah, that's what you experience.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next? Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular weekday evening. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You clocked out just as hunger clocked in. Why not answer the call and make a pit stop on your drive home? Cool off with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.